Chapter 50. Austin and Flagg sat in the Bentley with the motor running, eyeing the entrance to Balthazar's estate.
I thought you said these folks were unfriendly, Flagg said. Looks like they're expecting us.
That's what I'm afraid of, Austin said. They had spent the last hour trying to find another way into Balthazar's estate, but encountered heavy woods and electrified fence. They got lost in the maze of dirt roads around the property and found themselves back at the main gate. It was wide open. Austin leaned on the steering wheel. This must be what goes through a lobster's mind before he crawls into the trap.
Karina's my friend, not yours. We can still wait for reinforcements.
Reinforcements will just get in the way, Flagg scoffed.
He produced a third pistol.
Go slow. I'll watch the bushes for redskins.
Austin put the car into gear and drove through the gates. Flagg sat up on the back of the seat with a gun in each hand. No one tried to stop them. The road broke out of the woods and Austin headed for the jousting field. The tents had all been leveled. The fabric was ripped and covered with tire tracks. The reviewing stand was unchanged except for an added feature. As they neared the stand, Flagg tensed.
What the hell is that?
A human figure was hanging from the front of the stand, its chin touching its chest. Arms and legs dangled loosely. Austin clutched the Glock in one hand and drove closer.
Ah, hell, he said.
Anyone you know?
I'm afraid so, Austin said. It was Squire. A lance pinned him to the stand like a butterfly in a display case. Austin continued on past the reviewing stand and its macabre decoration and came to the SUV he had played chicken with and the vehicle it had crashed into. Both were heavily damaged.
What happened here? Flagg said.
Demolition derby, Austin said. He continued on to the gorge. The field that had been crowded with vehicles and Balthazar's men was deserted. Even the horses and their trailers had vanished. There were deep tire tracks in the grass, indicating intense truck activity. Austin described his joust with Balthazar and his encounter with the Karina stand-in. Then he turned around and drove back to the reviewing stand. He told Flagg that he owed Squire a favor. They pulled the lance out and gently wrapped Squire in a piece of tent fabric. They explored some side roads and came upon a vacant hangar and airstrip, which explained Balthazar's fast escape. They decided to check out the house. Austin turned up the driveway to the mansion. The two-story hacienda looked as if it had been plucked from the Spanish countryside. The walls were light brown, smooth stucco. Rounded parapets decorated the corners of a roof covered in red tile. Arched windows framed a large, intricately carved porch. Austin parked in front of the house. Still no opposition. He and Flagg got out of the car and made their way through a courtyard to a tall door of dark-paneled wood. Austin opened the door. No one blew his head off, so he stepped into the spacious entry hall. He and Flagg took turns covering each other as they went through the lower level room by room. Next, they searched the second story. They found the room with the balcony. It was a study, with a large desk and leather chairs. Austin went out on the balcony. He had a view of the surrounding lawns and fields. Nothing moved within his field of vision except for a few crows.
"Hey, Austin," Flagg called. "Your pal left you a note."
Flagg was pointing to a sheet of Balthazar's stationery taped to a remote control on a side table. Below the bull's head logo were the words, "Dear Austin, please watch the video, VB."
Too polite. "Might be a booby trap," Flagg said.
"I don't think so. Balthazar likes to torture before he kills." Flagg's expression mirrored his doubts, but he picked up the remote and pressed the on button. A section of wall disappeared to reveal a wide television screen. Balthazar's smiling face appeared on the screen. The video had evidently been filmed in the study because behind Balthazar was the door leading to the balcony. "Greetings, Austin," Balthazar said. "I apologize for this hasty message, but I had family business to attend to. Miss McCady is with me. You didn't know that she is the direct descendant of Solomon and Sheba. I must carry out my family mission and offer her to Baal. I had plans to spare her, but Baal sent you as a scourge who would remind me to return to my family roots. Adriano will be disappointed, but he has become quite obsessed with you. I suggest that you keep looking over your shoulder. Thank you, Austin. It was a pleasure jousting." He smiled. "You can keep my car. I have others." The picture faded. Flag frowned. "Guy's a real nutcase." "Unfortunately, he's a lethal nutcase. And he's got Karina." "You found this place. Any luck locating other holes where he might go to ground?" "It was hard enough to locate this shack," Flagg said with a shake of his head. "We're still working on it, but with all the dummy corporations he's got set up, it's tough. Who's this Adriano?" "The stuff of nightmares." Austin stuck his hand out. "I need to borrow your phone." Zavala was climbing into the helicopter cockpit when he heard La Cucaracha jangling in the pocket where he kept his phone. He put the phone to his ear and heard a familiar voice. "You're still answering calls, so I guess you didn't run off to Mexico with Solomon's gold," Austin said. Zavala grinned broadly. "And Balthazar must have gotten sick of your wisecracks because you're still making them." "Something like that," Austin said. "Did you find the mine?" "Yep. No gold, Kurt, but we found another treasure hidden in the mine. Both pieces of the vellum map in a box apparently owned by Thomas Jefferson." "Jefferson again? I'm going to let you and the Trouts work on that one. Balthazar has still got Karina. I need to talk to Saxon." Zavala passed the phone to Saxon, who said, "Kurt, can you believe it?" Austin cut him short. "I'm interested, but not now. Balthazar left me a message. I'm going to let you hear his exact words. If there is any hint of his plans, no matter how slight, I want you to tell me." Austin clicked the television remote and held the phone up so Saxon could hear Balthazar's chilling goodbye. There was a stunned silence at Saxon's end. Then he said, "He believes Karina is descended from Solomon." "Apparently so. What's the reference to Baal mean?" He quickly regained his composure. "He said he's going to offer Karina to Baal. It can only mean one thing. He's going to sacrifice her to the god Baal." "The bastard. We've got to find her before it's too late." "You've known the man longer than I have. Any ideas where he could have taken her?"
"Not specifically."
"His company owns a mercenary ship. Is that where he's taken her?"
"I don't think so. He mentions his family roots. That implies dry ground. He could be talking about Spain, where the Balthazars moved after the Crusades, although their ancestral home was on Cyprus. That's where they prospered for many years. It's either Spain or Cyprus. I'd stake my life on it."
"Make up your mind, Saxon. It's not your life I'm worried about."
"Sorry. Wait. After my boat was torched, I learned what I could about the Balthazars. A shadowy bunch. But I found references to them in the history of the Knights Templar. The Balthazars were connected to the Templars, but apparently broke off, or they would have been wiped out with the rest of the Knights. The order's symbol was the bull's head, which can also represent one of the incarnations of Baal. The bull's head. Austin let his mind drift back to the helicopter flight he and Joe had taken after the container ship hijacking. The chopper had come in low over a mineral ship with a bull's head symbol. Below the ship's name was its port of registration. Nicosia. Cyprus.
Thanks, Saxon. You've been a great help. Tell Joe I'll keep in touch.
Austin clicked off and relayed the substance of his conversation to Flag.
Cyprus, Flag said. That's the other side of the world.
Close to the Turkish coast. If I had known Baltazar might be headed that way, I would have stayed in Istanbul. Do you have anyone there?
We've got a guy in place who grew up on the island. We've got additional assets in that region. I could spring a few guys to give the gentleman a big surprise.
Baltazar is dangerous. He's not going to let anyone get in the way of his family destiny. He'll kill Karina before anyone can get to him. Have your guys track him down and move in only if they have to. I'll see if I can commandeer a Numa plane in the meantime. I'll only be a few hours behind him.
Austin shook his head. Unfortunately, he can cause a lot of trouble in that time.
That's why I was thinking you might get there ahead of him.
Austin was in no mood for jokes.
I didn't know the CIA had mastered teleportation. Nothing that sophisticated. I was thinking of the Blackbird.
Austin was well acquainted from his CIA days with the avian nickname for the SR-71, a high-speed, high-altitude aircraft that had flown secret reconnaissance missions for the CIA before it was succeeded by drone aircraft and satellites in the late 1990s. The legendary plane could make a transatlantic crossing in 2 hours.
I thought they retired the whole flock of Blackbirds, he said.
That's the cover story, Flagg said. We kept one to transport personnel in emergencies.
I'd say this qualifies as an emergency, Austin said.
Great minds think alike, Flagg said.
He flipped open his cell phone. He worked his way through the bureaucracy and was still talking half an hour later when the whoop-whoop of helicopter rotors could be heard.
Austin went to the balcony and saw two helicopters flying in low circles over the mansion.
The cavalry is about to arrive, Austin said.
Flag tucked the phone in his pocket.
I always cheered for the Indians, but I'll make an exception because I'm in a good mood. Just spoke to a mucky muck. It wasn't easy, but you've got a first-class ticket on the Blackbird.
Flag's news was good, but Austin was a realist. He was facing long odds. His eyes hardened. If Karina were harmed, Austin would devote every sinew and synapse in his body to a single goal, and that was to send Baltazar to hell.